you were listening earlier to the Jack and Sandy show, you heard us talk about TripAdvisor. They came out with their list of the 10 best burger joints as we head into National Burger Day holiday on Friday. No, not really. 4th of July holiday. And the best burger joint in the country is... well, it's in a neighboring state. It's in South Dakota. And the co-owner of the Black Hills Burger and Bun Company in Custer, South Dakota, joins us now on KFGO. And her name is Christy Smith. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
How are you?
Absolutely great today.
How did you find out that you were listed as the best burger in the country?
Oh, my gosh. I got a call from one of the local TV stations yesterday telling me that. I was so amazed.
Did you know you were even in the running?
Absolutely not.
Wow. And did TripAdvisor ever contact you?
No, they haven't. I know we're number one in the restaurants in Custer, actually, but I had no idea for the country. Absolutely
yeah.
no idea.
But yeah, you were the number one in the top 10 burger joints of the country.
It's amazing.
Wow. Well, let's... now, how long have you owned the burger joint?
It will be 2 years in August 5th.
And for those who aren't sure where Custer, South Dakota is, it's in the heart of the Black Hills. Tell our listeners if you would.
Yeah, definitely heart of the Black Hills. About 20 miles from Mount Rushmore, about a 45-minute drive from the town of Rapid City.
Are you busy all the time?
Pretty much. We're open year-round, and we do a very good business year-round. But tourist season is our heaviest season of the year, and it has been crazy.
I bet it has. You don't just serve burgers, right? You've got a pretty good menu, a pretty simple but really good menu.
Yeah, we try to hit a few different bases. We're from Iowa, so we have a pork tenderloin sandwich, which we make here in-house, which is awesome. We do a barbecue pork sandwich for people. We have an awesome chicken sandwich. And a few other things.
Very salad. Good. And it's casual, and beer and wine is available. So
it is a full service restaurant, but we do a lot of takeout, and we do have beer and wine also.
Do you do the cooking?
I do most of the baking during the day, and then my husband, he is the head cook. He does all of the burgers himself.
All right. Well, let's get into the best burger in the country. Tell us how they're prepared, how they're put together.
Well, every morning we come in early. We bake buns fresh every day. My husband grinds his own meat every day. We buy whole chuck roasts, and he grinds those to his specs and hand patties them. We make all of the sauces here in house. We make our own pickles. It just goes on and on.
What do you think makes it the best burger?
I definitely think the freshness of the ingredients. And the fact that we're here every day ourselves, overseeing everything. The way he cooks it, the flat top grill, that in our opinion, it makes a really awesome burger.
What do you mean the flat top grill?
So, some places have like a char broil grill. Mm-hmm. We have like a flat, like a fry.
Sure, of course.
It's going to be fried, but we call it a flat top.
Mm-hmm. Does he put spices in his burger too?
We do season it. We have a special house seasoning that we do use on the outside right before we go to grill it.
Oh, and I don't suppose you'd tell me what those ingredients are.
I let him take care of that, so I really couldn't. I mean, I think I know what's in it, but
it's kind of
his special secret.
Oh, it's his secret.
Yeah.
And his own, I suppose. He put it together himself.
Yep.
Wow. So, well, this is pretty exciting. On an average day, how many of those burger baskets do you sell?
Oh, gosh. Depends on the time of year. We usually start with about 300 buns, but that doesn't include everything else we sell.
You make your own fries, too, mashed potatoes?
We don't make our own fries, but they taste like homemade. Everything, all of our other sides are homemade. Potato salad, baked beans, coleslaw.
Have you guys ever been on that show on the Food Network, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
We have not. When we started this business, I said that would be my ultimate goal. So if that happens, I can probably die and go to heaven after that.
Oh, you're kidding. Wouldn't that be... I love that show.
It's one of our favorites. We watch new ones, reruns, you name it.
Well, you should call him.
I've had a lot of people say, hey, we've called, so maybe we'll get lucky someday.
Well, I hope you do, and because it would be great to see you, and I hope you get a whole lot of publicity for this. And have you had some calls from other media?
We've we've done two live interviews with the local Rapid City TV stations, but other than that, I haven't heard from anybody else yet.
Do you guys? Do you live there in Custer, South Dakota, year-round?
We do, yep. We're originally from Iowa. We left South Dakota for about a year, year and a half, and came back, and now we're here to stay.
Wonderful. I see that by your website that you'll be open for lunch only on Friday, July 4th.
Yeah, we decided that we were going to run just lunch and then enjoy a night of festivities.
Good for you.
Can I steal a picture from your website, or are you on Facebook or anything, so that we can, when we put the podcast up, we can affix an image? Are you on Facebook?
Yes, we have a Facebook page,
cool.
Definitely.
All right.
And you can find it, you can connect to it right on your website, which is blackhillsburgerandbun.com. So yeah. blackhillsburgerandbun.com. And I also noticed that by the end of the night, you don't necessarily guarantee that you'll have any burgers left.
We do not. Since we make a limited amount of buns each day, if we have a super busy day, sometimes people get turned away or are out of luck.
Well, open year round. I hope you get rich, Christy Smith.
Thank you.
Because I can't imagine that this business, I mean, this is hard work for you and your family.
It is a hard job, yeah. It's the hardest thing we've probably ever done.
And then, of course, you faced that awful spring last year. Did that affect your business with that heavy snowfall that hit Custer?
Yeah, that was in October, and yeah. It was pretty a long winter with a lot of snow. And we have had a lot of rain this spring, too, but it doesn't seem to be keeping people away.
Well, that's wonderful. Check them out, the Black Hills Burger and Bun Company. They're located in Custer, South Dakota, in the heart of the beautiful Black Hills. They have a website, blackhillsburgerandbun.com. One of the owners is Christy Smith, and they have been voted by TripAdvisor as the best burger joint in the country. Huh. Christy, thank you so much, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Good to meet you.